Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goltradictin, and that's your report on Jason Jin. Date of birth 4/25/1979. Date of procedure July 31st, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Goltradictin. Referring physician is Dr. Caroline Knoplick. Knopfle. K-N-O-P-F-L-E. comma N-P. Procedure performed esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies, chemical biopsy polypectomy, and colonoscopy and cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy. Description procedure, indication, epigastric abdominal pain, comma, colorectal cancer screening, comma, bright red blood per rectum. Description procedure, informed consent sustained, period, possible complication procedure. Including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions such as malignancy or expansion. Patient brought to endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated, pre-anesthesia services, monitored, anesthesia care. A well-lubricated room, sodium gastric scope was introduced into the soft case, managed direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenum, above second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, retroflex, suzitain, and the cardia. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of scope. Patient then turned around in left lateral position as the direct exam is performed. A well-lubricated one, this video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced to direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendix orifice, elastic valve, components of folks, period, terminal arm, was intubated and evaluated, period. Careful examination made of the cecum, elastic valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transit colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, on the rectum, retroflex 2 is obtained of the rectum. Boston Bowel Prep score is graded as a 7,1-3-3. Comma, poor prep on the right side. The patient started the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, proximal metastatic period on rectal. Next line, the Z line was regular at 39 centimeters from pipe block. Next line, there was evidence of a diminutive gastric body polyp from local biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Cum biopsies retained in the interim body for histology through a lead H. pylori. Next line, there was an antral gastric nodule, apparently approximately 8 millimeters in size. Biopsies retained bite on bite for further evaluation and histology. The nodule appeared to flatten out following the biopsies. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Comma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation of celiac disease. Next line, a colonoscopy, terminal line, comma last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line, Boston Bowel Prep score is graded at 7,1-3-3, comma poor prep on the right side. Next line. There were 3 diminutive sessile polyps from a cold biopsy polypectomy in the ascending colon. Next line. There was an approximate 8 millimeter hepatic flexure sessile polyp from a cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was a diminutive descending colon sessile polyp from a cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was, there were 4 sigmoid colon sessile polyps. 3 were diminutive in size and removed a cold biopsy polypectomy, and 1 was 8 millimeters in size and removed a cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 rectal sessile polyps, removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion. There were small and non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat endoscopy based on polyp pathology and biopsy of the nodule. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy within 1 year given poor prep. Next line. Continue famotidine daily. Next line. Anti-reflux precautions were explained. Avoidance of NSAIDs was encouraged. Next line. Follow-up in offices previously scheduled. Thank you.